For one reason or another, I have tried to start recording this boo, and whether it be through barking dogs or annoying parents or whatever it may be, I just can never seem to get this boo done. But today I'm going to try and record this and get it done to the full, because I've been dying to talk about it on my own personal channel for quite a while, because it's a really exciting new project and it is my baby, my joint baby, and it's something that I'm so proud of, and I just really wanted to come on here and share it with you all. Now, if you follow me on Twitter or my blog, which is fashionista.com, and my Twitter is at DavisonM, you might already know about this, but if you don't, I will start afresh as if you have no idea of what I'm talking about. So basically, earlier this year, back in January now, I was contacted by someone who is here on Audioboo, and her name is Laura Legendary, and her Audioboo account is Elegant Insights Barrel Creations. And basically, Laura got in touch with me and we started to talk about our concepts and our ideas and why we love what we do. Because for those of you who don't know, Laura is a fantastic woman. She is based in the US and she runs a jewellery company which has braille embossment on it. And she's very into fashion and very into personalised accessories and beautiful things. But she's also a very prolific person in her own right. She has been a public speaker for many years. She's also been a disability... She has also been a disability advocate. She has been a writer and she's just got so much experience. And she was talking to me about how she wanted to start a channel and how she'd have loved me to get involved. And I agreed and I said it would be a great idea and I'd love to work with her. And we started to talk, and then within a few months we'd come up with an idea. So we got onto Audioboo to get up our own channel and to start up a new project. And after a few months we got it. And thus our new channel, which is Fashionability, was born. Now, Fashionability is a channel here on Audioboom, which is spelt FashionAbility, and it's a channel all about making fashion, lifestyle, cosmetics, anything related to that topic, accessible and inclusive for people with disabilities. Now, we really wanted to create a space where we could put all of the things we love, but also share other amazing people who are doing the same things that we're doing about how to make fashion and anything related to that topic more accessible to people with disabilities, but also how to make fashion a more inclusive place, because we both personally felt like the fashion industry was so... it took a rather negative response towards disability, and we wanted to help in some small way change that. And we thought that one way we could do this would be to showcase different people here on our channel about who were really trying to shape the way that the fashion industry perceived disability. So far we've had some really amazing interviews and content, and we're still working on more to this day, and it's just a place that we hope to have all different information about this topic, where everyone can come on board and find something that they love, whether or not they want to find out something about makeup, whether they want to find a really good interview that they like and find new people to get involved with and to cross network with, or whether it's just simply to see what they want to find out about and to just have a look and see what there is available. We really want this channel to be something that you can take what you want from it. So back to the actual channel itself, because I'm kind of digressing a bit. We started this channel back in September of this year, and it's been going ever since. It's reached 1.7k hits so far, and we've got quite a number of episodes on there. So to give you a flavour of some of the things we do on the channel, for one, we do something called a series called Changing Perceptions, which is an interview series that is all about different people who are helping to change fashion and the way that people in the fashion industry perceive disability. And we've had some amazing interviews on there, so please go and check that out if you're interested. On to other things, myself and Laura are actually working on a series that we're doing right now, and it's currently being worked on the channel and some episodes have gone live, and we're doing a series called Fashionability 101, and this is basically a series all about the different things that you need to know about in fashion. So it's got things like necklines, it's got things like different dress styles, basic makeup tips, basic accessory tips. So it's something that we want to help people with sight loss in particular, because we both felt that there was not enough basic primarial information about fashion and about things that you need to know about, and really to help you describe it to you and to help you get an understanding of what it is that you're going to be buying. So we felt that we wanted to better represent the visually impaired community by doing this series. Of course, there's going to be aspects of it that are more aim towards people in wheelchairs, like looking at wheelchair fashion, for instance, and that kind of thing. But it is, this series in particular, is primarily towards people with visual impairments, as both myself and Nora are from that background, and that's what we can relate to. But we've also got series like Fashionability Life Hacks. Now, this is a series that we're going to have different contributors that we've already got on board working on, so one of which is Vicky Kuhn, who runs the blog Around and Upside Down, myself, we're also going to have Laura, any other contributors that want to get on board. We're going to have people on board talking about different things that they feel are really important in fashion and disability. So wheelchair fashion will come up in this, and ways to accessorise your wheelchair, the top things to wear if you're in a wheelchair, and to help to make the most out of your figure, and to, you know, things that are really suited and that make your life easier. It's going to have different things on accessible fashion, so companies that are really good for helping you to get into fashion, and accessible websites. It's going to have all of that and more. Now, we're also going to be doing series such as fitness. We're currently doing a series called In the Loop with Marina Weber, and that's really going well actually, and it's a health and fitness series which is mainly run by Laura and Marina, and it's really fantastic. They've done a really good episode for Halloween called The Scary Subject Salad. You've got to go listen to that if you want to have a good laugh, because it's absolutely fantastic. We're also going to be doing series on things like makeup, one of which is going to be called Tricks of the Trade. We're doing series on jewellery, which Laura herself is running, and it's called All That Glitters, and it's about talking about how to buy and care for jewellery and the top tips that she's got for, you know, jewellery in particular, because obviously that's her line of interest. So there's lots of series that we're running and more. You know, that's just a few of the ones that we're doing. I'll also put a link in the description to our trailers that we've got, so we talk about all the, you know, the particular series that we're doing and what you can expect from them and more. So we really hope it's going to be a fun, interactive place for all of you to come and get on board. Now, in terms of where we're based, we've got a lot of social links for you. So the first one that we're going to be really talking about is our actual channel. So we're based on Audioboom, and our channel is called Fashionability, like I said, and I will leave a link in the description along with all the other ones that you can find out about if you want to get involved. And that is basically our main forum. We're also podcasting on iTunes, which I'll link again in the description. We are on Twitter at Inclusive Style. That's at capital I lowercase n c l u s I v e capital s T lowercase t y l e. We're also on WordPress. We have a blog called fashionabilitychannel.wordpress.com, which also has an RSS feed. And we are also on Facebook. We have both a Facebook page and a Facebook group. So, you know, you've got two of the ones that you want to get involved in. The Facebook group is more for people who want to actually help and get involved in the channel and to possibly record content if they've got any ideas. But the Facebook page is more about just showing you what we've got currently up, any ideas and suggestions that you might have, and anything like that. So we have both, but you know, each is for different purposes. Now, in terms of actually you guys getting involved in the channel, we welcome your suggestions and your feedback. We're also on email, so you can email us at fashionabilitychannel@gmail.com. That's fashionabilitychannel@gmail.com with any of your feedback or suggestions after you've listened to our content, if you like. And, you know, in terms of actually recording anything for us, if you've got any suggestions, if you're interested in fashion and have a particular topic that you particularly like to talk about, whether it be makeup, whether it be jeans, for instance, footwear, going out outfits, if you've got any experience in the world of fashion, if you've been a therapist, just please get in touch with us and let us know your ideas, and we'll get back to you with our response. But we really welcome your suggestions, your feedback and your interaction, because like I said, we want this to be a place where all of our listeners get involved and have a say in the shaping of the channel, because we want this to be a place that grows and expands as our audience does, and we really appreciate all the feedback we've had so far. It's been amazing. So that is all about Fashionability in a nutshell. Like I said, there's much more to learn, and I'll leave all the links down below so you can go and check it out in your own spare time. Thank you so much for listening to me today, guys, and I'll be back soon with more content. But in the meantime, I will see you soon. Bye!